Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, November 14th, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we have some guests with us today that just came to visit, and we welcome them to join us for our podcast, our friend June Rohr and her two children. Jacob and Janae are with us. So you may hear a baby sound. Janae's only about 6 months old, and we just welcome that in our home. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and once again, this rather Friday, rather rainy Friday morning, we want to share a message that we hope will both encourage you, but probably more so today, encourage you to encourage others. Our other obscure verse today we begin with from 1 Samuel 23, verse 16. This is an account concerning David when he was being pursued by Saul, who had determined to kill him.
And Saul's son Jonathan went to David at Horesh and helped him find strength in God.
Among the various forms of ministry we are involved in is a creative expression of care by Transport for Christ, a ministry to truck drivers and their families. I staff a 24-hour crisis prayer line where drivers can call if they desire prayer. See, the 800 number is set to forward to our home phone. This number is then published in various TFC literature, and lately we've been getting quite a few calls from needy truck drivers. The other day I got a call from a man who really just seemed lonely and wanted to talk. He didn't have a specific prayer request, but shared several burdens and offered to pray with him over the phone. He was not at all familiar with this type of prayer and nervously told me he didn't know what he was supposed to do. I told him he just had to listen as I would be praying for him. Then I offered a brief prayer for him concerning several of the burdens he had shared and thanked God for him. When we finished, he told me how blessed he was and how he never experienced anything like this in his life. Well, he explained he came from a more formal religious tradition where he was not accustomed to a personalized prayer like the one I prayed, or spontaneous for that matter. Well, I was in turn blessed at having the opportunity to share an uplifting, encouraging conversation and prayer with this lonely driver.
Thank God for friends, for people who care. I hope you have a lot of them and that you have several friends like David had with Jonathan. Their friendship is surely one of the greatest found in Scripture.
Today's text is a remarkable statement. At this point, Saul was insanely jealous of David and was in hot pursuit of him to take his life. The previous verse states, while David was at Horesh in the desert of Ziph, he learned that Saul had come out to take his life.
However, Saul's son Jonathan apparently saw his father's error and remained faithful to his friend David. David had just learned that Saul had come out to take his life. Surely Jonathan knew this as well, and he was risking his own life and the resulting fallout from his father's wrath in order to help David.
Notice that Jonathan, quote, went to David, end quote. He took the initiative and made the effort to help a friend in trouble. David had fled to Horesh in the desert of Ziph, which was a very desolate and remote region south of the Dead Sea.
The purpose of Jonathan's visit was to help him find strength in God. The New American Standard Version states, encouraged him in God. Well, this is surely one of the most powerful examples and images of strengthening encouragement found in the entire Bible.
You may know of people like David today who are besieged by difficult circumstances, probably not as desperate as David's was. They need a friend like Jonathan. They need someone to help them find strength and encouragement. But notice the very clear source of this strength. The latter part of the verse states, in God. This verse expresses the highest purpose of a truly godly friendship.
Although God is the source of strength, He uses people to be channels of that strength. Aren't you thankful for people who come to you when you need a helpful hand, a listening ear, a compassionate heart? Those who do so have generally developed a spiritual sensitivity that helps them to see beyond surface conversation, to sense the deeper needs that one might be hesitant to bring out in the open. The most practical way we can help strengthen them is to pray with them. Now notice I say pray with, rather than just telling them, I'll pray for you, and walk away. Right then and there, lift them before the Father in prayer as you're gathered in His presence. The Bible tells us where two or more are gathered in His name, He is in the midst of them.
Well, one of the blessings Brooks and I have, especially in our workplace chaplaincy, is being able to pray with a troubled employee. Many are burdened down with personal cares and are experiencing a very difficult day at work. We often stop and pray, as long as the employee is comfortable with the practice, and we've often received feedback of how much this is helpful in lifting their load while at work.
Praying for others is important, but I've experienced a great deal of spiritual strength when a brother or sister thoughtfully considers a verse that matches my need and prays with me. Today, let us put this into practice in our life. We all know of weary, discouraged, and fearful people like David. Let us help them find strength in God.
Is there someone you need to seek out today? It might be a walk down the hall, a brief drive, a phone call, or maybe just a brief, I'm praying for you, and forwarding a message like today's. Will you be that channel of strengthening encouragement today?
Let's all pray together. Father, I pray for a spiritually sensitive heart that I might be a representative of your indwelling spirit to those who have distressing needs. Develop in me a discerning heart that I might seek out those in need, just as Jonathan did with David. While I don't have all the answers, I do know that your word brings light, direction, and confidence as we must navigate through the twists and turns in our sojourn here below. We offer ourselves to you to be a blessing to others, and we do it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. And you might have just heard the little baby behind us a few times during the message. And Mom is holding her directly behind me, and this is her first podcast studio experience, I bet, right, June?
Yes, it is.
It is, and she seems to be having a good time, and her little boy, or her bigger brother, Jacob, watched as well today. Well, this is the message that we have prepared for Friday, November 14th, 2008. We're on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net, and we do have a couple of photos up on the site today. One that I especially find personally interesting among the folks that we visit in our corporate chaplaincy work is a man that is 6'10", and there's not too many people that I look up 8 inches to, but I do with Jabbar, or as he is affectionately nicknamed, 6'10". And there's a photo that Brooksine took yesterday of me with 6'10". We also expect we'll have a couple songs for you today that we can we feel will support the message. Actually, had some distractions throughout the morning, and we'll have a little bit of work on that. But we want to encourage you in your walk with the Lord and pray that you might also be a blessing to others.